This is Kirsten Hodgins. I'm a psychic medium and an awakening and empowerment coach. Today's episode is on processing is a step towards thriving, taking a pause. So at times where you're in chaos and change, it's beneficial to hit the pause button momentarily in order to reflect and process the various circumstances triggered around stress, anxiety, and uncertainty. It is so important to honor those basic needs. Processing our thoughts and feelings when life requires us to take a strong foothold calls forth the dormant innate wisdom and power within us to thrive. It allows us to take stock of what we are grateful for in new ways. It reveals areas of our life that we've put on the back burner, and it reminds us of the things that we take for granted. We realize that where we are is not who we are. And we take a moment to assess the good. And it's just as important to weigh the bad. Yes, we're not ignoring the facts, but it is a crucial step in restoring order and increasing our faith, even in the face of uncertainty. However, it's not a good time to stay stuck or drop the ball, pitch a tent on the conditions of our life. We want to hold the ball and look towards the desired outcome more than ever. We have an opportunity to dig our heels in, pivot, and keep our eye on the ball. Our job in life is to show up, be accountable, and hold the willingness to make the most out of this life. And we will not regret it when we do that, because it's the uncomfortable situations in life that cause us to step up and learn new skills to evolve. It's also important to know that unless we are validating our desires or up-leveling our deservedness, to go through that uncomfortable growth, to overcome the fear, how can the universe support us? Because it's in each step that we take action that we call forth synchronicities, opportunities, and people to support us. So if we are inclined to succeed, what we focus on creates more of. So it's our utmost importance to consciously create from longings and to build our dream, letting it build who we are becoming, and not to stay stuck in who we think we are. So when we delve into our inner being, we trigger cellular memories of forgotten strength, resilience, and wisdom that resides within each of us in connection with the higher power. When we're in fear, we dim that light and we don't even have a capacity to be aware of who we truly are. None of us are strangers to trauma, loss, and conflict in our lives. And it's the stuff we're made of as creators of infinite universe that we want to call forth and project into our lives and to the people around us. Thank you.